Why is your applicant so difficult? Have you ever encountered an applicant who seemed to question everything you say, do, or suggest? If you have, you're not alone. It happens every day. We've concluded that there are 7 basic reasons why applicants build these walls of resistance against recruiters. Here they are. Number 1. Lack of first-hand knowledge regarding military service or the Air National Guard. Combined with a fear of the unknown, this lack of knowledge may very well be the most common reason your applicant is so resistant to hearing and believing what you have to say about the Air National Guard opportunity. For many young people, their impressions of military service come from watching television and movies, or perhaps what they have heard from a family member or relative who was in the service many years ago. And while many depictions of people serving in the military are very positive, there are almost as many that poke fun at the armed forces, are far-fetched, or focus only on the horrors of war. When an applicant does not understand the nature of the Air National Guard lifestyle or the benefits available to those who join, they are also unaware that a need for that opportunity may exist. The applicant's lack of knowledge must be met with education, and it is your duty to educate your applicant. 2. A skeptical applicant is a difficult applicant. This applicant might be disbelieving about the value of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity or the assertions you say about it. Alternate, or the assertions you make about it. Perhaps the best way to convince such a skeptic is to prove your claims to overcome their disbelief. Remember, applicants expect recruiters to make claims for the Air National Guard. After all, they recognize that as a recruiter, you have something to gain by the transaction. That's why it's so important to offer your applicants the opportunity to talk with unit members who have experienced the promises made to them, or to give them a chance to visit the unit where they might be assigned and experience a bit of the Air National Guard lifestyle for themselves. Number 3. The need to compare is another reason that your applicant is hesitant to make a positive decision to commit to the Air National Guard. The applicant who always feels the need to compare your opportunity with that of another military branch or civilian opportunity should, of course, always be accommodated. This is also the reason it's so valuable for you to know what the competition has to offer, so you can accurately show how the Air National Guard opportunity is different and better. Another important point for you to remember is, never, under any circumstances, insult another branch of service in front of an applicant. This practice is unprofessional and will cause your applicant to question your honesty. Number 4. Ease of processing or difficulty of processing is another reason for success or failure. How easy is it to complete the paperwork, testing, or the physical? Is it a bureaucratic nightmare? Are you available at times that are convenient for the applicant to meet with you? Do you find yourself having to apologize in advance for the way you know the applicant could be treated, or unfortunately, mistreated at the MEPS? If the applicant is interested in committing, do the training dates fit into their availability schedule? And how about your demeanor? Are you pleasant to work with? Is the trip worth the applicant's time to talk with you, or is it so unpleasant that applicants would rather not deal with you? Number 5. Not having a complete understanding of what you and the Air National Guard opportunity and its related benefits can do for the applicant is another issue. Remember, people will not act on incomplete information. Product knowledge is important. However, it's a lot more than how much you know about the Air National Guard. It's how good you are at accessing what you know about the Air National Guard opportunity and putting what you know in terms that are meaningful to your applicant. Research shows that the average sales presentation contains 6 to 8 features and benefits, but by the next day, the average applicant remembers only one of them. And in nearly 40% of the cases, they remember that one incorrectly. A confused applicant is not going to buy the commitment until they understand and value what they will receive in return. This is why the impact system uses application-based selling. It's up to you, as the recruiter, to take the information you receive from your applicant and apply a solution that meets their individual situation. Number 6. Poor presentation on your part can be another barrier between you and the applicant. If you fail to effectively present the value of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity, then your chances of gaining the accession are significantly diminished. Remember to focus your presentation on fulfilling the needs of the applicant, not yours. Appear confident in front of the applicant and take advantage of the power of the word recommend. Furthermore, use feedback questions like, Does this look like something that could work for you? To involve your applicant from the start and give them a show they'll never forget. Former Major League Baseball legend Joe DiMaggio was once asked why he played so hard every day. He said that some people may only get to see him play one time in their life, and he wanted those people to see a great performance. Most of your applicants will only process one time for the Air National Guard, and it's up to you to give them your best presentation. Number 7. Poor customer service and bad experiences are two big reasons many applicants resist recruiters. Recruiters who are late for appointments, who don't return phone calls, or who don't provide information they promised to give the applicant are guilty of poor customer service. How many times have you told yourself you're not going to go back to a certain restaurant or retail store because the service was poor? Bad experiences can also result when recruiters use high-pressure tactics, or the features and the benefits of the Air National Guard do not measure up to the applicant's expectations. Moreover, research indicates that most people who consider joining the military already know someone who is currently serving or previously served. If that person had bad experiences, either with a recruiter or once they joined, they're probably going to tell your applicant to be cautious. Consequently, the applicant becomes concerned that the same thing could happen to them. Furthermore, applicants who have had bad experiences in the past with a recruiter or were unhappy for any reason during their own term of military service, if, for example, they are a prior service applicant, will also be difficult to sell to. Identifying the root cause of an applicant's resistance is the first step to overcoming the barriers to earning the accession. When you are able to understand why an applicant is consistently resistant to you, the Air National Guard, or both, then you are better able to work around these barriers. While some applicants will never decide to commit, regardless of how hard you try to overcome these barriers, your ability to identify the reasons behind applicant resistance will surely give you a key advantage in your recruiting career.